good enough for that. So we're going to introduce the concept of the next, that's chapter 8 in the book Chovos Halvavos, the Shar HaCheshbon. So look, here's the idea, and this is what I spoke about in Shul on Shabbos. We know that everything in life has a beginning. You could take notes if you want, or just listen. Everything has a beginning, and usually those beginnings are things that we celebrate. So somebody's born, that's a beginning, it's a birthday, we celebrate it. There's a marriage, there's a beginning, we celebrate it. There's all kinds of beginnings. Countries have beginnings of independence, and they celebrate it. So the Jewish people have two beginnings in terms of being a nation. We have a beginning in Nisan, when we became a people, and there's a beginning in Tishrei. And the truth is, there's a machlokas in the Gemara as to when was the world created. Was the world created in Nisan, and was the world created in Tishrei? We paskin, Lamaisa, like Tosfos, that in Nisan, the world was created b'machshava, in God's thoughts. And in Tishrei, the world was actually created Lamaisa, in action. Now, those beginnings are very important, but there's a very important rule that comes with all beginnings, is that every beginning must have a war before the breakthrough of that beginning. And you find that in many places, and starting with the creation of the world. Creation of the world, which was a beginning, but the Medrash says that there were many worlds beforehand that were created and destroyed before this world was created. There was a great war, so to speak, a machlokas that Hashem had with the Malachim, if indeed we should create the world or not, and then eventually Hashem made the world be created. So, before any great beginning can happen, and we know this, United States, War of Independence, great war, till they were finally independent, State of Israel, great wars till they became a state, v'chehena v'chehena. Woman giving birth to a baby, a great struggle, having the baby. So, in terms of our two beginnings as a Jewish people, the month of Nisan, in order to come to this new beginning, this breakthrough of Nisan, there's got to be this equation of this war. So, what war must we pass through to get to that? That's the war with Amalek. Because we always have Purim comes before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And Amalek is this Milchama Asher Korcha Baderech, that they met you along the way. We're on the way. We're trying to get to a place. We're trying to move forward, and Amalek stops you. And then whenever you're on the verge of something new, something great, you're on Baderech, there's always this Haman to, as what does Amalek do? They cool you off from that hope of things being different, which could be great for you. And this Malchama of Amalek happens every year in Ador to block you from the entrance of Nisan, which is this great HaChodesh HaZelachem, this great freedom you're trying to appreciate and to achieve, this great beginning they're trying to stop. So now, let's look at the second beginning, which is relevant to us. And that's the beginning of Tishrei. Tishrei is that second beginning, the creation of the world. Really, Tishrei has the word Reishis. Reishis has the same letters as Tisha with an extra Aleph, and we'll see what that Aleph is in a minute. But what war do we have to fight in order to get to Tishrei? What war within ourselves do we have to fight to get to Tishrei? So in order to reach the Melech, to reach the king, that's what Rosh Hashanah is all about, and we have to pass through the Shar HaMelech, we have to pass through the gates of the king, what war is that we have to fight that's going to try to stop us? Now obviously, this war is in the month of Elul, and that's the Aleph of Elul, together with Tishrei, comes out to Reishis, a beginning. But what is the war? So the answer is that tzaddikim say that war is the milchames Sichon va'og, the war of Sichon and Og. Because Sichon and Og, their job, that being east of Eretz Yisrael, their job was to protect and not let intruders get into the land of Eretz Yisrael. Chazal tell us that this war took place historically in the month of Elul. And this was a very scary war. It's interesting, if you go through Sefer Bamidbar and Devarim, this war is mentioned more times than the Milchames Amalek. Amalek, to the best of my knowledge, is only mentioned twice in the Torah. The actual battle, and in Parshas Ki Tsetse. The Milchama of Sichon Og is mentioned a few times in Bamidbar and a few times in Devarim. And the truth is, Hashem had told Moshe, don't be afraid of Og. There was something that Moshe was afraid of, while Moshe was not afraid before taking on the battle of Amalek. So there's something even more scary about this battle of Sichon and Og. And only after Sichon and Og were conquered could the Jews break through to that new beginning and enter Eretz Yisrael. So we have to know that every Elul, every year at this time, this milchama takes place with the klipa, with the shell of dealing with the existential threat of Sichon and Og. And we have to understand what it is. And you have to know that just like there's the dimension of time, there's the dimension of place. And in terms of place, you have, let's say, the gateway to Eretz Yisrael. You have Eretz Yisrael. You have the gates of Yerushalayim. You have Yerushalayim. And then you have the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And as a person would enter from east to west, that's the direction you'd be going in until you finally get to Kodesh HaKadoshim. So every year at this time, we go through the same process. Elul is the gateway, as it were, to what you're trying to finally achieve. It's like corresponding to the gateway of Eretz Yisrael, is the month of Elul. When you are saying Slichos already at the end of Elul, you're standing at the gates of Yerushalayim. Tishrei is Yerushalayim, as it were, and Ne'ilah is being in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this is what you're trying to experience in time, paralleling what happens in terms of space. And Sichon and Og, they try to prevent us, just like they try to prevent us from getting through the border into Eretz Yisrael and ultimately to make it to build a Beis HaMikdash. Sichon and Og every year existentially try to prevent us this year from getting into Tavshin Ayin Vav, where we want to be much greater than we were in Tavshin Ayin Hey. We hopefully had a good year in Tavshin Ayin Hey. There's a new beginning coming very shortly. It's going to be much greater things our Hashem has wanting us to do in Tavshin Ayin Vav. And Sichon and Og are standing at the border to not let us cross this border. So on the one hand, Amalek, which represents this klipa, this shell of krirus, of coldness of our Yiddishkeit, and it tries to stop us in the month of Adar to get into Rosh Chodesh. This is the new month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan to start as a nation. What's the klipa of Sichon and Og, and what's the klipa that we have to fight in this month? Well, the Torah says about Sichon and Og, if you look carefully, it says, Asher Yoshev Becheshbon. The Torah says that in Parshas Pinchas. Asher Yoshev. Yoshev in the present tense, not in the past tense. When the Jews attacked them, Asher Yoshvu, they lived. But it's Asher Yoshev. They constantly, their presence is constantly there. So what are they doing? They're standing, they're sitting on the Cheshbon. In order to conquer Eretz Yisrael, and in order to conquer the month of Tishrei, and have a brand new Tavshin Ayin Vav, Elul is the month where the great battle is against those who are Yoshev B'Cheshbon, who try to prevent us at the border from us making a Cheshbon HaNefesh. This is the Milchama against Sichon and Og. That Klipa, that a Jew should go through the month of Elul, they want that a Jew should go through the month of Elul stuck in the same habits with no thinking of any cheshbon or nefesh, any spiritual accounting, not thinking, why did Hashem create me? What am I supposed to accomplish this year? What's my whole purpose of life? How do I fit in as being part of the Jewish people? On Rosh Hashanah, Shachar starts with the words HaMelech. We want to come to the king. We will be in Tishrei. We will be in the palace of the king. And you have to get into the palace of the king. And there's an entranceway to the palace of the king. When you go into the palace of the king, your life is not the same after you've met with the king. And that's when the new beginning takes place. So unless we're able to conquer this klipa in Elul, that's trying to, Sichon and Og, they don't want us to think about the fact that Elul stands for Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li, I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me, and that me and Hashem have such a deep relationship. He doesn't want us to think about what we're saying twice a day in Ledovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi, where David HaMelech, who was the greatest personality in the world, he was, you know, people care a lot about what great and popular people are. And David HaMelech was the most amazing general who ever lived, was the most amazing musician who ever lived. He was the most amazing Torah scholar who ever lived. And still, he said one thing, Ach ha-shoalti, meis Hashem, os avakei, shifti beveis Hashem, kol yimei chayei, lachsos benom, vaker beheicholo. I only ask one thing, to be with Hashem. And Sichon Og don't want us to think about that. They don't want us to think about that in the month of Elul. The king leaves the palace to visit each and every one of us simple Jews in the month of Elul. Because they don't want us to make this cheshbon hanefesh. And the B'nai Yisachar says that just like when a Jew moves into a new house, he puts up a mezuzah. So before you could enter into your home, you have to kiss the mezuzah that says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So too, for a Jew to enter Eretz Yisrael, we have to break through Sichon, Og, Yericho, and things like that. As a matter of fact, we put up a monument at the border on the Jordan River, as so to speak, where the whole Torah is written. So too, Elul is like the mezuzah to enter into the new year. And each and every one of us in Elul, each of us wants to build our own new home for Hashem, a new derech, an approach to how we feel about our learning, about our davening, our mitzvah observance, our midos. As we say in the tefillas, Hayom Haras Olam, this is the beginning of a new year. It's interesting that the word Elul, if you look at the gematria, what's the gematria of Elul? The gematria of Elul is 67. And that's equal to the same gematria of the word Bina, which is 67. So during the whole year, unfortunately, we make mistakes and we build up walls that create barriers between us entering into the new year. Elul is the mezuzah in time for us to get through to that new year. And we have to be able to successfully do that by making a cheshbon. So it's interesting. So how do we begin this fight? How do we begin this cheshbon? So Rav Aaron of Belz says the following. He said, the famous Gemara that you know in Brachos, Chassidim Arishonim Hayushoim Shayachas Koidim Atfilim Isbalim, the early Chassidim would wait a Sha'a Achas, one Sha'a, 1 hour before they daven, and then they would daven. So he says that Elul, it has this aspect of Shoim Sha'a Achas, of waiting this 1 hour, because before you daven, because Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, it's the time of Tefillah. Shifchi kimayim libeich nochach p'nei Hashem. That's when we spend all the time davening to Hashem. So you need the Sha Achas before this Zman Tefillah, which is Rosh Hashanah. Now we know the Gemara with Rabbi Elazar ben Dordaya. We know the famous story that the great Baal Tshuva, who was a terribly immoral person and came back to Hashem. And the Gemara says, Yesh koino oilama, what's the end of the sentence? The Sha Achas. There's someone who can acquire his world in one Shah. So the Pashup Shot means in one moment, in 1 hour. And how do you do that? You make that by making simple, practical decisions to change things in Elul. But if you look, as Reb Tzadok says, you wonder what a word really means, you look at it for the first time in the Torah. When's the first time in the Torah the word sha'al was mentioned? And you know, most people won't get it because it's not in the context that you're thinking of. But when Cain brought his korban, Hashem, the pasuk says, "Ve'el Cain ve'el minchaso," to Cain and to his gift, Hashem, it says, "Lo sha'ah." That's the word that's used, "Lo sha'ah." It doesn't mean he didn't have time. What does sha'ah means? He didn't turn in that direction. He didn't turn to his offering. Sha'ah means to make a turn. And the from Rabbi Nachman, they say on the pasuk in Tehillim that talks about how things could be so far away from east to west. He says, you know, for example, let's say a person's going in a direction. And for whatever reason, he was given the wrong direction. And he keeps going in the wrong direction. There's two problems. He's going in the wrong direction, and further he goes in that direction, he's further away from the right direction. So what can happen? So as they say in Yiddish, he says, what you can do, mit ein dre, with one turn. If he just turns around, if you just turn around, then all of a sudden, you can now go in the right direction. Right? If your whole life you were going east, and that was the wrong direction, mit ein dre, with one turn, you can change directions, and then all of a sudden, using the same energy, you're going in the right direction. It's not like you're driving in a car. You're doing the same driving. Now you're going in the right direction. That's really what tshuva is. Tshuva is not telling you to not do anything, but, you know, do and put all those efforts, but in the right direction. That's all. So Elul, and that, so that's what it means, that yesh kaina olama b'sha'ah achas. Someone can acquire his world mit ein dre, with one turn. And that's what the Hasidim Rishonim really were doing. They were showing, they were waiting 1 hour, but they were trying to make ein dre. They're trying to turn away from the superficial way of looking at life so that they could now, when they would daven, they'd be davening with the right focus and in the right direction. And one turn can change your whole life. And that is the idea of the month of Elul. Elul is the time where you have to make this cheshben hanefesh. And when you make this cheshben hanefesh, you're able to make the ein dre, that one turn. And then when you come into the new year, the new year then becomes a year where you really are doing something. If you, it's we're always making a lot of effort and spending a lot of time, and maybe we're even doing a lot of work on avodas Hashem, but we're just losing that specific direction of which we should be going at. And then, so Elul is the time to truly make the cheshben hanefesh. Okay, so the question is, so how do you make a cheshben hanefesh? Who ever taught me how to make a cheshben hanefesh? So the answer is, so Baruch Hashem, we have the Sefer Chovos HaLevavos. Sefer Chovos HaLevavos, through many of his gates, after he teaches the gate of tshuva, how to do tshuva, and one of the points of tshuva is making a cheshben hanefesh, so the next gate he does is the Shar HaCheshben. Is that gate that you make the Cheshben HaNefesh. And it's called Shar Cheshben HaNefesh. And you'll see that in that Shar Cheshben HaNefesh, in the middle, he says there's 30 types of exercises one can do when making a cheshben hanefesh. And it's interesting he picked 30, because it's 30 days in the month of Elul leading right up to Rosh Hashanah. It would seem then that it makes a lot of sense to every day learn one of those cheshbens that he makes that would help us be a better, that would help us change our direction. It's not so much a question of what you're going to do. It's the question, the first step is, are you willing to change the direction you're going in? And the way you're going to change your direction is pretty much decided by what you feel your relationship to Hashem is all about. And that's why it would seem that we should start learning Cheshben HaNefesh this month, considering a lot of us, you know, we want to think a little bit about changes, and we want, you know, just to make a New Year's resolution isn't going to accomplish anything, because if you make a resolution without that ein dre, without that one turning around, then meaning to say that whole way you're looking at things, then you're just trying to change with the old mold, and that change isn't going to happen. The first thing has to be the direction has to be changed. And every year we have to change that direction just a little bit in order to be able to make that great breakthrough that's coming up. So this month of Elul has so much to offer. So we'll close with a story from the first Belzer Rebbe, the Sar Shalom of Belz, with the following story. And you could say this story on Shabbos. This is a good Dvar Torah for Shabbos. It's first week of Elul is still very applicable. Sar Shalom of Belz. Now, no one even knows where Belz is. A very small city, but he was very big Yid, and he had hundreds and hundreds of Hasidim. And he was getting later on in life, and was very sick. So, and what kind of medical care can you get in Belz or the neighboring areas? So the Hasidim insisted that he should go to Vienna, where the most important doctors are, and there he'll get proper attention. They'll be able to take care of him. Now, the Sar Shalom already instinctively knew that he was going to die from this sickness. But for some strange reason, he said, you know what? Okay, I'll agree, and we'll take the train ride into Vienna, and I'll let the big doctor see me, and if whatever they decide to do, they're going to do. Okay, so they go to Vienna. There's a team of doctors there. And they've decided that they have to make an operation on him. Okay. So the Belzer Rebbe, and they treated him with great respect. They knew he was a big rabbi. And they're all goyim over there. Except there was one Yid, who's, I don't remember the last name, but his name was Dr. Moses something. Dr. Moses. Anyway, he was a Jew who came from a religious past, from Eastern Europe, but then went to Vienna, became a doctor, gave up his whole Yiddishkeit, didn't wear a kippah, but nothing, was totally secular. And the Rebbe, right before the surgery, he turns to this Dr. Moses, and he asks him in Yiddish, it's all in Yiddish, so nobody knows what's going on except for this fellow. And the Rebbe never met him before. He said, "Di bist a Yid? Are you a Jew?" And the doctor kind of ignored him. But the other doctors, they said, "Pardon me, Dr. Moses, it seems this rabbi is talking to you." So he's forced to look at the Rebbe, and like the Rebbe's looking at him with such sweet, gentle eyes, but it's like it's burning a hole through him. He says, "Yo, ich bis a Yid, ich bis a Yid." So the Rebbe says, "The Gleibst is a Boyer Olam? Do you believe that there's a creator of the world? Do you believe?" It's all in Yiddish. He says, "Ya Rebbe, ich lebt das is da Boyer Olam. I believe there's a Boyer Olam." He says, "Oh, sehr gut, sehr gut." He says, "I'm afraid noch ochet. The Gleibst is da Mashiach ben David, was willkommen de Mashiach? Do you believe there's going to be a Mashiach that's going to come for the world?" He says, "Rabbi Anshuldik, I'm sorry, ich glaub dus nicht. I don't believe this. I cannot believe how one person can change the whole world. I'm sorry, Rabbi, I don't believe it." So Rabbi says, "Kukach mir, take a look at me." And by this time, the guy is bawling his eyes out. He's bawling his eyes out. And all the memories of the past, of what he was as once a Yid, and the Rebbe and his sweetness and his gentleness. He saw from just looking at the Rebbe how his life was so wrong. And he didn't do things he should have been doing. He starts crying and starts crying. And the Rebbe can see that there's a big, big change happening to this man. And the Rebbe said, "Look, I'm not the Mashiach. But you look at me, I gave you one look, and you're looking at me, and look how you've changed. Can you imagine if the Mashiach would come, who's so much more powerful than me, can't you believe that he could change the whole world?" And the Chassid says, "Rebbe, jetzt ich glaubt. Yeah, now truly, I believe that there's a Mashiach too." The Rebbe says, "Oh, fine, good, jetzt make an unheiben mit operation. Now we can have the operation." In other words, the Rebbe understood this was the whole reason to come to Vienna. They did the operation, and the Rebbe went back with his Hasidim, plus with Dr. Moses, went back on the train with him back to Belz. But unfortunately, the Rebbe died in the train ride back because he never was meant to live. But that's the Rebbe. The Rebbe knew he had to go to Vienna for one reason. For what? To create Ein Dreh. One turn. To make a Yid, make just change the direction. If he changes the direction, then he's able to already make the path to Tshuva and to make the better life. So this is our Avoda in Elul. And of course, you know, that's why I started the drush. And I started and said, you know, this Rosh Chodesh Elul, it's the first time that this has happened in 22 years, that a certain set of circumstances has come in 22 years for Rosh Chodesh Elul. And nobody knew what I was talking about. I said, it's the first time in 22 years that the Blue Jays are sitting in first place on Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Are they actually? I
wasn't sure. I was really wrong. They were a half a game out of first place. It seems they lost that Friday night. I didn't know about it. But anyway, so why did I mention that? Because Sichon and Og, Asher Yoshev B'cheshbon, they're going to do everything they can so people aren't going to make a cheshbon. So what's going to make it that the Blue Jays are now, oh, it's mamish, everything's going on now, and the season's, the tickets are sold, and people are talking about the Blue Jays, they got Blue Jays fever, they're talking about the nuclear deal, and they're talking and talking about everything that has to do with anything but what you should be talking about. And that's Sichon and Og's job, is to be Yoshev B'cheshbon, to stand in the way of your cheshbon. To keep you busy with renovations on your house and to keep you busy with all kinds of other things at work and stresses and tensions, which are all things you got to do. And I'm not saying not to do with them and not to take care of them. They have to be taken care of, but you also have to be able to fight against the klipa who's preventing you from making a cheshbon. So, Mirtz Hashem, God willing, we should, in the next 4 weeks, with God's help, we should be able to finish that eighth gate of the Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh and look at the 30 tools to go through them and to think about them. And when you understand that type of Cheshbon HaNefesh, of what is our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then on our own, we would know, just like if we would have these 30 things in common with anybody in our lives, our whole focus with that person would be a totally different focus to them. So if we would at least be able to make the Ein Dreh with these cheshbonos, we'll be able to have a successful Rosh Hashanah. Amen.